This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Friday. Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, the Bachelors are officially in the studio, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but tomorrow night is officially the 15th annual Bachelor Auction, Breeze.
Yes, an anthology. We are so excited. I'm so excited to get back to our roots and just head back to the place where it all began. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you can go get those, csrochester.org. There's still some available for you. I can't believe this is our last day talking to our Bachelors.
Thank you to all of you guys for your fundraising efforts and everyone who has donated. We so appreciate you. We have our friend Hunter live in the studio with us from CSC. What's up, buddy?
Hi, how are ya?
Hi, Hunter.
You always make an entrance. That's why we love you. Hunter, tell us all the details. What can people expect for tomorrow at Anthology? When do the doors open? Give the ticket prices, all that.
Yeah, so tomorrow it's really just the biggest party in Rochester. It's going to be a great time for everybody going for a great cause. We have 26 bachelors this year from all walks of life. Doors will open for VIP guests at 6:30. They'll open for the general admission guests at 7:30. The show goes on at 8:30. Tickets are still available for $35 for general admission, $55 for VIP, and then if you get a group of four together, you get a discount of $5 off per ticket for general admission. So $30 per ticket, in essence.
Beautiful. So $120 for a four-pack isn't too shabby.
Yes, sir.
What are we wearing tomorrow? What's the tea with the outfit?
So I'm personally not going to be wearing what I wore when I actually did the auction. I'm going to be,
you're dripping in Prada.
Yeah, I will be dripping in Prada, you know, cologne maybe, but I'm just going to wear a black suit, black tie, and dress it up a bit, but you know, the face will be beats.
Yeah.
Should everyone going be wearing as well?
So I would say, you know, cocktail attire, dress up, definitely no like sweatpants or jeans or anything.
No.
But,
like,
we'll dress be turned away at the door.
Yeah, like dress to the nines. Do what you would do if you're going to like a wedding or something, because hey, maybe you'll meet somebody and end up having one later on.
It's you gotta dress to impress tomorrow night. How much money have we raised thus far before the auction even kicks off?
So we just hit just over $44,000.
Wow. I hope we hit 54 tomorrow.
Incredible. 44,000. We are ahead of where we were last year at this time. We love it. Absolutely. Now, before we meet Bachelor number one, thank you, Hunter. Obviously, we have to turn the mic over to a legend, one of the greatest bachelors to ever hit the auction stage. He has no athletic ability whatsoever, but he sure is charming. Our 2025 Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtel!
Hey, everybody. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtel, cryptocurrency enthusiast, 1999 Business Calculations District 10 champion. Not to brag, face will be beats tomorrow as well.
Not the
face
beats.
Will be beats, dripping in Prada, dripping in Gada, God's glory as always. Thank you for having me. Bachelors, I'm so excited. I want to give you a little bit of advice before we go. A lot of people think that they got to show up looking fit and trim to the Bachelor auction. Not me. I say you need to put a base meal down. Go out, fish a bass out of the lake and consume it before you go up there. You want to go up on a full stomach looking like you're ready to puke. It shows that you're rich, you're wealthy, you're a man of means. So don't be afraid to go up there dripping in sweat, you know, sweaty, full, on the verge of throwing up.
You did do that last year. It worked out great for you.
Right. Thank you, Tommy.
We love you, Tommy. Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate that. All right. Let's get over to Bachelor number one. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? We're talking to Eric this
morning.
Eric, welcome.
How are you?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm more than excited to be here and meet the faces to the incredible voices we've all been listening to over the years. I feel like I'm meeting like a fictional character. I feel like I'm meeting Santa over here.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yes, I do look like Santa. Eric, tell us, who are you? What's going on? How old are you? What do you do? Why are you here?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Eric Wingerden. I'm 26
what
years old.
What is your last name?
Eric Wingerden.
Okay.
Wingerden.
Not the Winter Garden, as much as I wish I owned that building, but.
Got it. Okay, so way, Eric, tell us about yourself.
So I'm 26 years old. I grew up in Rochester. I'm a small business sales consultant at ADP. But ultimately, I'm just really excited for this big event tomorrow. Honestly, about myself, I just like going out. Anything to get me off the couch, a lot of rec sports, like working out, anything. All those local Rochester festivals, I really just like getting out and enjoying the city and having a good time.
Nice.
I hear you're a diehard Buffalo Bills fan.
I am, yeah. You can catch me either at a bar screaming at the Bills game or at the actual Bills game screaming at the Bills game. So now you're really tearing up the tailgates.
You're 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Too early to maybe settle down if you found the one?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think really step one is find a person that you can enjoy going on that date with. Take date one into date number two, and you know if the chemistry is there, and figure it out and where you're at a few months down the line, see if you want to settle down and kind of see where things are going.
What if you meet the girl of your dreams, but she's a huge New England Patriots fan?
You know, as long as she's at the game with me.
She's like wearing a blindfold.
Maybe. We'll have a jersey debate, you know. Maybe she can have hers for the home Patriots games.
Now, go ahead, Breece.
I think one of the biggest questions that I like to ask our bachelors is like, why CSE? Why do this? What really drove you to be like, hey, this is something I'm going to do and step out of my comfort zone? Because I do love hearing those stories, and I do think it's very important given the cause that we are working towards.
Yeah, very much so. So I have a good friend, Tim, who was, you know, in the event a couple years back. He's on the board now. Yep. He's always talking it up and really giving it a great light. They've been trying to bring me in for a couple years now, and you know, maybe I didn't have the courage to do it in the past years or just had some other stuff going on. But he brought it to me. It was a great mindset this year, and honestly, I'm just the type of person where you put a microphone in front of me or put me up on stage, you're probably going to get the best version of myself.
Oh, my God.
So I'm honestly really excited to put on a show tomorrow, but honestly, it's just a great cause, doing something this fun and also raising so much money for such a great charity. At the same time, I think it's just awesome to go hand in hand, and at the end of the day, it's a big party, and who doesn't love that?
Yeah, well, we so appreciate you committing and being a part of this squad, I guess you can say. For 2025.
There's like
you guys,
45 people in the studio right now.
you guys have been absolutely crushing it when it comes to the fundraising, and all of that money stays local right here. Really quick, before we meet Bachelor number two, Eric, what is your best physical feature?
Man,
because you're a good-looking dude. You got a full beard, you know?
Full head of hair.
Head of hair. You're 26. Anyone in your family bald?
No, actually, shockingly, no. The hairline is pushing back. 26 hit hard. The hairline's pushing back just a little bit. But I do got to say, I do love my hair. I do love my hair.
And what are you looking for in a woman? What stands out to you the most? Or person, whoever?
Honestly, a beautiful smile and just a bubbly personality that's going to keep you engaged.
Love it.
There you go. Absolutely love that. All right, Eric, thank you so much. We're going to actually get to know you just a little bit more coming up and a little bit on the show for the dating game, but let's go over to Bachelor number two.
our friend Vinny. Hi, Vinny. How are you?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Vinny, got a chance to meet you at Tin Cup when you were guest bartending.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a stellar job. Tell us who you are. Go ahead. Put those headphones on. Who you are, what you're into, what do you like, why did you want to become a bachelor?
Well, my friend Hunter over here saw me at Tony D's one day and was like, you gotta go join this bachelor. You're single? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's gonna be a great time.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, you convinced me.
Tony D's should truly be sponsoring this event.
I agree. We found everybody at Tony D's.
They casted that net wide at Tony D's and they were like, everyone's coming. They're all going on stage.
My cousin Vinny, you have one head of hair on you. Would you consider that a mullet?
Yeah, I would. I would try something new.
Yes.
Oh, as you should, right before the auction.
Now, you are 25 years old, right?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
So, right now, I work at my restaurant, my parents' restaurant.
Okay, what is it?
Plug it.
Parrington Hots.
Parrington Hots.
Oh, shut out. Where is that?
It's off 31. Across from the old Tops to New LA, going towards Lollipop.
Oh, we live right there.
Oh, we love that.
That's go check it out.
That would be a place you could potentially bring a first date, yes?
Oh, not him introducing to that. The parents. Yeah. The first date.
All right, so
Mom, Dad.
Vinny, why did you want to become a bachelor? Just because, you know, I mean, you have friends here who have done it in the past.
I heard it was a great time, and I realized what the cause was because I wasn't up to date at first about it.
Yeah.
And I've also had family members that had cancer, and so I wanted to also not only give back to the community, but also just kind of just be like helping out my family in a way, kind of.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. And just like paying homage and respect and all of that stuff. What are you most looking forward to for tomorrow and then as you go on your date, whoever wins you or bids on you?
Tomorrow I'm most likely hopefully to meet a lot of good people.
Yeah.
You know, get to know a lot of people and whoever buys me, hopefully have a great time.
Well, let me ask you, Vinny, what does the perfect first date look like to you?
Perfect first date? Kind of looks like going out to dinner.
Not at Parrington Hots?
Not at Parrington Hots, but maybe Italian dinner.
Maybe, nice. Okay, so it'd be dinner. Ladies, do you want to know who Vinny looks like? He looks like Morgan Wallen. Okay, with the mullet, he's got this country vibe to him. He looks like Morgan Wallen. That's what I'm going to say. And you know, women love Morgan Wallen. Absolutely. I love the guy. I'm not even really a huge country fan. All right, so Vinny, you're going to absolutely crush it tomorrow on stage. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, your fundraising efforts are so appreciated. Coming up on the show, we're going to get to our last bachelor, Joe. We're going to meet him, plus play the dating game, and give you a shot to win our last pair of tickets to go see these 26 single men on stage tomorrow night at Anthology. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We're talking 15th Annual Bachelor Auction happening tomorrow night at Anthology. If you haven't gotten your tickets, VIP or general admission, I would recommend doing that now because they are going fast. Tickets are still available at csc-rochester.org. We have our last three bachelors in the studio this morning who will be hitting the stage tomorrow night. We already spoke with Vinny and Eric. Let's get over to our last bachelor, Joel Stapleton. Joe, what's up, buddy? Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Tell us all about yourself before we play the dating game. People are texting in. We already know you have a brother who's on the board with CSC. Is that correct?
That's true. My oldest brother, Timmy.
Timmy. We do know Timmy. Love him. Is he the one that really kind of got you involved in this?
Yeah, so him, and then I also work at Tin Cup, and our owner, Dan, also did it last year.
That's right.
So between the two of them, they were just like, kind of have to do it, which is a great cause, so I'm glad.
You're like, you know, you literally have to do it?
Yeah, there's it no seemed choice. Like it, but I'm excited for it.
No, it's going to be great.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, my God, you're
baby.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. You just started growing facial hair. All right.
Yeah. Do you work at Tin Cup, too, or Tony D's? Which one?
I work at Tin Cup. So I work there, and then I do the trivia there on Mondays.
Perfect.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Joe, you do the trivia there. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking to gain from this experience.
Just looking to have a lot of fun. I mean, love being on stage. I think it'll be a good time. I've went to the last like three or four ever since Timmy did it.
Okay.
You know, I've met a lot of great people through this already, but I'm excited to meet more great people tomorrow and just entertain with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Meet new people. Very excited for it.
What are you looking forward to most when it comes to finding someone and going on a date with them?
But because you are young. I don't know how much dating experience you do have.
Yeah, I've got some.
Yeah, I know you've gone to like prom and senior ball and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But overall, like, what are you looking like, Breezy ass? What are you looking to find?
Just to have fun. I mean.
Oh, you just want to have fun. Not looking to commit.
I mean, I would. Not going to rule anything out, but, you know, just want to have fun. I mean, 21.
Yeah.
Really good with whatever. I mean.
What's the perfect person for you look like?
Got to be funny.
Yep.
Got to have a good sense of humor. Good smile, like Eric said. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
What's your how long ago was your last relationship?
Probably high school.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So you've just been kind of running the streets ever since then.
Yeah, you can say that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know, like I said, he's only 21, but that's totally okay. You've raised a good chunk of change so far for ZSE. We appreciate that. What do you got your? Did you get your tux yet?
I did get my tux.
Okay. Your family's going to be there tomorrow.
Yep.
We're looking forward to seeing you hit the stage. What is the best quality that you have to bring to the table, let's say if you do get in a relationship or meet someone?
You know, I really enjoy everything. So, I mean, golf, whether it's a sport, just watching TV. Like, I watch The Bachelor, I gotta be honest.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I have variety. So.
Yeah, you have range.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring anything to the table, you bring the whole table.
That's right.
Exactly that.
That's good. Well, honestly, I'm very excited for you, Joe. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to just kickstart that dating journey of yours.
Heck yeah.
I mean, you could leave with one or seven people that you could be going on a date with. Who really knows? It all goes down at the after party anyways. All right, let's play the dating game, shall we?
Let's do it. All right, before we do that, we got to introduce, as you know, our bachelors are here. But we're going to do Breezy, who's going to ask the first round of questions, and then we'll get to our Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtold. We'll start with Bachelor number one.
Bachelor number one, our boy Eric.
Howdy.
Thank you so much for being here. What car best describes your personality?
Probably a nice, shiny, red, low-to-the-ground Mazda Miata. Something rolling sweet, rolling pretty. A lot of flash to it.
Why the low to the ground? You're not that short. You're tall, actually.
We like to feel the road.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I love that. You definitely thought about that answer, didn't you?
I may have rented that exact car on a 3-week vacation in Florida and have been thinking about it ever since.
3-week vacation is bold, but like, hey, if you got it like that, pop off. All right, Bachelor number two. Vinny, tell us the last time you cried and why.
Last time I cried,
this morning, getting ready.
I think
he's like, I don't want to do this.
I was definitely in debate. Didn't want to say that, but got it. Last time I cried, I couldn't really tell you. Probably the last movie I saw that was sad.
Yeah.
Marley and Me.
Oh, that was yes. The dog died at the end, huh?
Yeah.
Spoiler. Oh, not the spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that's really tough. It's really tough. All right. Well, hopefully you had enough tissues to get you through. Bachelor number three, our boy Joe. In 10 seconds or less, sing us your favorite karaoke song. Go.
I remember you were sitting there by the water. You put your arm around me
for the first time.
You made... I forgot the next part. Of a
kiss,
you were the best thing that's ever been mine.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Hey!
When are you going on your Eras tour?
Not too
bad. That's too expensive for me.
All right, let's go over to our next host, Tommy Bechtold. I wrote the questions, but once again, he brought his own questions to ask the Bachelors this week.
Great to be back at PXY Studios. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtold, a solid 6 feet tall and a solid 600 credit score, coming at you to ask you a few questions about yourselves. Bachelor number one, I'm so curious. Life is full of adversity, but if this was happened to you, would you rather be blind and deaf or have no arms and no legs? There are no wrong answers.
A little would you rather.
Given the no arms, no legs, there's plenty of advancements. I could put
that
all kinds of
so
electronic
true.
Robotics sticking out of my
things.
Body.
The head can do amazing things. All right.
This is a very interesting question, Tommy.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Bachelor number two.
Bachelor number two, as we know, there is nothing sexier than celebrity impressions. In your best Michael Jackson impression, give the waiter at the restaurant a piece of your mind for screwing up your date's meal. Defend her. I'm sorry, sir. Is it the soup you're upset with? I don't know what's funny about this, sir. You called me over here. I'm the manager of this restaurant. All right, we're going to refund that meal and get you out of here in a hurry. Also, I want to give a shout-out. Parenton Hots, the only Hots restaurant I have not been thrown out of. All right! Bachelor number three. I love a challenge. I don't know about you, but I can't stand it when a girl is just way too easy. And I'm talking about her personality here. How are you going to make things hard for them? What kind of challenges, Jigsaw? What are you going to do?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
You know, gotta... What's the question again?
Okay, well, it wasn't that good of a question. I don't know.
I was just buying myself time.
I don't know about you, but I can't stand it when a girl is way too easy. How are you going to make things hard for them? Save yourself for marriage, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then I just didn't know if we were actually going that route. Yeah, you know, gotta have either longer dates, stay with them a long time.
Sure.
You know, can't have too much fun early. Gotta wait for it. I mean, that's all I got for you.
It's a horrible question.
What is this, Disneyland? What are you?
I thought my question was going to be easier.
Yeah.
Well, you could have done the Michael Jackson thing like Vinny. All right, guys.
That is true.
I just want to remind everyone, I am offering Platinum Bachelor Insurance this year. If you don't like the bachelor you get, you can meet me up at the after party, and I will take you to the hot chicken restaurant of your choice for the night of your life.
Okay, thank you so much. Tommy Buchtold, our Golden Bachelor. Guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio today. We cannot wait to see you hit the stage tomorrow night. Breezy and I will be emceeing the event. Hunter, one more time, where can people grab their tickets, and how much are they?
So you can still grab your tickets at cscrochester.org. They are $35 for general admission, $55 for VIP. And if you get a group of four, you can get a $5 discount off of those general admission tickets per ticket.
Oh, we love a discount.
So $120 for four people. Not bad.
All right.
Yes, Hunter. We are so excited. Hunter, you're going to be back at your roots. This is Anthology is where you were auctioned off.
Sure was.
I'm so excited to be back there. And it's just such an amazing space. So we can't wait to see you guys again. Moose and I will be hosting. Grab your tickets. And it's all going down tomorrow. For you.
And we're going to give you guys a shot to win our last pair right now for the auction for tomorrow night. Call us right now at 585-252-9800. Tell us why you or someone you know desperately needs these tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. The phone lines are open. We'll get to your calls coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Why do you desperately need tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction? Our last pair of tickets for tomorrow night is up for grabs, and we want to know why you or someone you know desperately needs a night out. Maybe you're going through a tough breakup. Maybe you just need a cold drink and a fun night out. 585-252-9800. The phones are ringing. Hello, let's get over to them. PXY, you're live. Who's this?
Good morning, June. How are you?
Hi, June.
Hi, June Bug. What's up, girl?
Okay, so I need these bachelor tickets.
Okay. Tell us why.
I've been married for over 20 years, okay? But my daughter desperately needs these tickets. She's the sweetest girl, okay? Mm. I don't want to put too much of her personal life on the air, so I told her I wanted to win these tickets for her. She's 26. She has a wonderful job.
26.
Great apartment.
Yep.
Yeah. Great apartment all to herself, independent. She's family oriented. But she's been dating this not-so-great guy for almost 10 months. And
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd she meet him?
In a coffee shop.
Oh, so, old school.
Oh, yeah, so definitely old school, June.
Love that for her.
Okay.
Sleepless in Seattle.
He was working in the coffee shop. No big deal, but she makes a little more money than him. That's not the point. That's actually not the point. None of us really care for him because he doesn't really treat her so great, okay?
Got it.
And no mother Yeah, no mother wants to see their daughter constantly crying. And I find some younger men today, they lack a little bit of respect, you know? Just
give me an example.
Decency.
Like, give me an example of why you don't like this guy.
I'm not raised the same way. We went to dinner. We all went out to dinner. Okay. So, you know, she begged, please, he has to come out, be part of the family. So, fine. We all went out. And the thing that really bothered my husband and I the most is that when he left, he didn't open the door for her, the car door.
Okay.
So he just gets out, slams the door, doesn't even think about her, and walks ahead. And then when the bill comes, he doesn't even make a gesture. He just is looking around, you know, just kind of like picking at his teeth. And then he's like, oh, and feeling around like as if he, where's my wallet?
Right.
And,
yeah.
He didn't get paid yet from the coffee shop. I don't know what it was.
Geez.
So we just don't know what he's doing. What my daughter is doing with this guy, you know, confident, independent, beautiful.
What's the 5-year plan?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, granted, she's 26. I'm sure he's around the same age. Yeah. So you want to get your daughter these bachelor tickets for tomorrow night because you want to find her a new boyfriend. Yeah. All right.
A good guy. A good guy.
Stay on the line, June. I have more callers calling in real quick. All right. Stay right there. Let me get over to Hi Peaks Y. Who's this?
Hey, it's Teresa.
Oh,
the Italian mom. Thanks, guys.
What's up, Teresa? Aren't you retired? What's up?
Listen. That woman's daughter, they don't know what pain is.
Oh,
jeez.
I have been trying to win these tickets for months. You guys promised me these tickets.
You never
have yet to help me or my daughter out.
Oh, my God. Teresa.
I owe you nothing.
Teresa, hold on a second.
Listen.
Teresa, hold on a second.
We have three daughters.
We know.
One of them is going through a divorce. You know this.
But we never promised you these tickets, Teresa.
We never once promised.
Last time we talked, you said that you were going to buy them for your daughter.
No. You guys promised she would be the one to get these tickets, okay? You know, this is unbelievable. If she just would have listened to me from the beginning, she wouldn't be in this freaking mess.
You're taking it out on us, though. You know, it's kind of weird.
No, I can't figure out how to use the computer or buy these damn tickets. And you guys, you did mention that you would make sure she got these tickets.
Well, we told you where to go to purchase them. It's csc.rochester.org. I didn't know that you didn't do it yet.
If you care that much, you have $35. Like, let's just call it space.
I don't even know how to use the computer to get down.
Poor Teresa doesn't know.
Wait a second. Listen. Teresa, I have somebody else on the phone.
June Bug.
Hold on a second. Hey, June. Teresa thinks that her daughter deserves these tickets.
Way more
than your daughter.
June, you have no idea what a pain is. Let me tell you something. I have been trying to get these tickets for my daughter, and I want to tell you, my daughter, she is beautiful, she's sexy, she's smart.
Yeah.
My daughter, listen, she's getting a divorce, and my kids, let me tell you something, the guy she's with is a real... I don't even know what I can say on air.
Can I say something, Teresa? June's daughter is only 26. I mean, your daughter's, she's going through divorce. She's been through it. Don't you feel that maybe...
She needs time to heal, Queen.
No. Her daughter has plenty of time to find somebody on her own. She's young. My daughter's older. She needs these tickets. You know, time here. She needs these tickets.
So
let's let June speak for a second. June, rebuttal?
Yeah, I just want my daughter, really, she doesn't, here, how about this, okay, Teresa, she's not even aware of the danger she's in. She's in a situation where she can wind up like your daughter in the future if she doesn't get out of this situation, so I'm trying to save her.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? You don't understand. You don't get it. June, you haven't been there to wipe my daughter's tears off her pillow and try to help her for the past 3 months, bawling her eyes out. You don't know. You have no clue whatsoever.
My daughter's crying a bunch, too.
Yeah, I think both of their daughters are crying.
Everyone's crying.
Everyone's crying, Teresa.
Just no tears at the auction, please.
No, her daughter doesn't even realize the mess she's in yet. She still has time to get her daughter out of it.
Yeah, but you still have two other daughters.
Yikes. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of tears.
This one needs the help, okay? This one here that's getting divorced, she desperately needs the help. She needs to find a good man, a gentleman.
She probably should focus on the divorce first. Give my daughter the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
She really needs it. She's got her whole life ahead of her.
She's got plenty of time to figure it out. My daughter's in her she's in her mid-30s. You, let me tell you something. Does your daughter even know how to cook? Does she know how to please a man?
Yes. I think she's okay at that. Apparently, your daughter needs a little more practice. So maybe another marriage will be the charm.
Oh, dear.
Well, all right, ladies.
I need these tickets.
We're throwing stones right now.
Yes, this is getting personal. All right, let's wrap this up. Hey, listen.
Daughter's nothing like me, though. She'll be beautiful at the auction. Okay?
All right.
Maybe this one, her daughter, not so much. My daughter... She's going to make an impression.
All right, I got to figure this out and put you ladies on hold because this is getting personal.
You guys, if you don't give me the tickets, you're making a big mistake.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Hold on, Teresa. Hold on.
Hey, June?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry
about her. That's really...
You know, all right, yeah, I'll give you the...
She's been calling for years.
Tell your daughter to find a dress. We'll see her at the auction tomorrow night.
Amazing.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Stay there, okay?
I love you guys.
All right, stay there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, I didn't co-sign any of that. If it was up to me, neither of them would go, so...
Well, I know that, but we got to do it. Also, speaking of tickets, almost forgot, we have our last pair of tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan at Blue Cross Arena on December 12th, courtesy of Outback Presents. December 12th, Blue Cross Arena. Call or rate right now for those, 585-252-9800. Good luck.